98.1 KZE. MK with you. Dylan Doyle in the house with me today. Welcome back.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Yeah, good to see you.
Likewise.
So that song that plays in the background.
Oh my God.
of that spot.
Yeah.
For the Lemon Squeeze show. Tell me about that song.
That's an old one. That's a real old one. I thought I had done my due diligence on getting that off the internet.
Erased it from history.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, we dug it up from somewhere.
I'm having like a war flashback listening to it.
I mean, as with all art from an outside perspective, it's like, that's a good song. Who cares? But I'm sure to you, you're like, oh my God, that's not what I sound like anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. I can remember recording it and everything because it was, I think I was 16 when we put that out. So that's 11 years ago.
Mm-hmm. That's refreshing. I had the Roche Collins band in here the other day, and those guys are great.
Oh my God.
Super talented, incredibly nice guys. But, they're like, I was like, how long have you been playing together? They're like, oh, 5 years since we were 11.
Yeah. Right.
I'm
right.
Like, oh,
I know.
I'm old.
I did a gig with Lee, the drummer, and he's 16, and it was incredible.
Yeah. Like, shredders.
Yeah, and he showed up like he knew the tunes better than us, and he's like, "No, there's only one hit in the middle of the second verse on this tune." We're like, "Dude, what are you talking about?"
Oh, no big deal. I've just found my calling already at 16.
Yeah, yeah.
But you were kind of like that too.
Yeah, totally. I had to homeschool because I was touring when I was 16, so I did my last 2 years at home, which was epic.
Yeah,
great.
Which of your parents, or did they both do the teaching?
There was we found a really good online program.
Cool.
So it was just a lot of like, they sent great textbooks. There was like online courses you take, and it was just a lot of essay writing, which I always enjoyed to begin with.
Yeah.
Penn Foster. It was like a Pennsylvania based curriculum.
Yeah, I feel great. Like math would be hard to learn from an online course.
Luckily, math is the a Doyle family strong.
Good
strong
for
point.
You.
My grandmother was one of the first female mathematicians in Wisconsin.
No kidding.
So it's a we got math in the blood.
That's a cool legacy.
Yeah.
And I feel like math and music theory are very interconnected.
Sometimes, until like people start saying real, crazy stuff. Then I'm like, that's not math anymore. That's like quantum physics.
Right. Yeah. Lemon Squeeze tomorrow night.
Lemon Squeeze tomorrow night. Yeah.
Great to have you back at the Squeeze.
I love.
Are
the
they
squeeze.
Calling it the Squeeze yet?
They should. I know some people do.
Yeah. Let's get it started.
The Squeeze.
Back at the Squeeze.
Back at the Squeeze.
Full band.
Full band tomorrow night. That's
awesome.
Right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Who's in the band?
Tomorrow night we've got Bram Kinchelo on drums.
Any relation to Arlie?
Yeah, he used to play in the Dirty Birds.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, they're his cousins with them.
Great.
Yeah. He's a monster drummer. And then Anthony Candulo on bass. So rocking as a trio tomorrow night.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
So you're solo acoustic today.
Absolutely.
What would you like to do for us?
I'm going
to
do a new tune of mine. It's a song called Letting You Go.
All right.
Last night I dreamed I was holding you. I knew it was a dream when I woke up alone. I wish this was a dream and dreams were true. There's a lot of things I wish I could undo. And I don't blame you for leaving or what you did. You were a woman and I was just a kid. Well, I am who I am when I'm angry. Everything to prove, afraid to be alone. I held you too tight for too long. Flew too close to the sun, but how could have we known? Now I'm asking why, finding the strength to cry. I can still smell you on the pillow where you lied. And we were both hurting a while. I miss the way we used to smile. And now we've lost our closest friend. I'll never know your strength to make it in. Now I'm asking why, finding the strength to cry. I
I'm hoping to God this ain't something that we can't mend. We couldn't be strangers, we couldn't even pretend. Is me to blame, is the hurt I was taught? I knew love, so I thought. You were hurting, still you put me first. Some time away couldn't hurt. If I'll ever hold you again, well, I don't know. I can only love you by letting you go. And if I'll ever hold you again, well, I don't know. I can only love you by letting you go. I can only love you by letting you go.
KZE, Dylan Doyle is my guest in the studio. You can catch him with the band tomorrow night at the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. I think that's thelemonsqueezenewpaltz.com for information. And how's your social presence? Are you on the socials?
Oh, yeah, yeah. All the socials, at Dylan Doyle Band. Dylan nice. With a Y.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. I mean, if you're spelling it D-I-L-L-O-N, that's a last name.
Yeah, yeah. Or it's the... I think it's like that's the old English way. And, you know, I think we progressed when Dylan Thomas came around, you know, with the Y.
Yeah. Is that your namesake?
No, I'm named after Bob Dylan, but share a birthday with Dylan Thomas, which is a fun little circle.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Are you a numerology guy?
I don't know what that is.
I'm not big into it, but that's just funny that you share a birthday with Dylan Thomas.
Yeah. 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 It's a good like line to say at a bar when you're trying to.
Yeah.
Woo people.
Named after Bob Dylan. Same birthday, Dylan Thomas.
Yeah. 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 And then I go gently into the good night.
Yeah. And also my grandmother was a mathematician.
Mathematician. And then my great whatever grandfather was the Napoleon's Palace drummer.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not kidding.
How does your family retain that history?
Well, we're Irish and French and we love tradition. So mm-hmm. actually, the said great whatever grandfather wanted to build a church for his mother, and he wasn't able to, as the, you know, Napoleon, we all know how that ended. Mm-hmm. And so his granddaughter built that church for him in his honor. I think it's in Iowa, and it's might be the smallest church in the world, but it's definitely the smallest church in America. And every year, the family, like, they make, like, a journey to it, like, 100-some people, and only 4 people fit in it with the priest. So it's, like, the elders of the family get to go into it. And my grandmother, before she died, she had 1 year where she got to have the sermon in the tiny church.
Have you been there?
No.
Are you gonna?
Probably not.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I'll drive by, but I'm not gonna. No, it's always like on like a nice weekend when I'm like, make money or go to church, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, I have priorities, you know?
Well, what if you booked a tour and coincided a date in Iowa?
Oh, right. See, I gotta hire you as like a
I'm available.
Available, yeah, yeah. So that's a good idea. I should plan better, yeah.
Dylan Doyle is my guest. Lemon Squeeze tomorrow night. Do you know what time doors are? What time the show starts?
9 o'clock. Show's at 9. Show's at 9. 2 sets.
Nice. Yeah, I feel like I like the way the Lemon Squeeze operates. It's very much like you can go and you can just see the show.
Yeah.
You can get dinner. Oh, you can sit at the bar. Yeah, like it's kind of whatever your vibe is.
Totally.
You know, however committed you want to be, you can be.
Yeah, and they got great food and bartenders know what they're doing.
Incredibly nice people there.
Oh, it's the best. It's it's like, you know, what I like about it too is like you can wear a sports coat or you can wear flannel.
Absolutely.
And nobody cares.
That's New Paltz too.
That's New Paltz. Yeah. Yeah. Well, some places I wouldn't walk in with a sports coat, you know, for me, I'm saying.
Yeah. I just, the vibe of the town is like, you can dress up, you can like, you know,
can do whatever.
You can show off or
which
you
is,
can,
which is the best part.
Or you can be barefoot and be a scrub and you're cool either way.
Yeah. Yeah. Or cover yourself in turmeric.
Turmeric.
Did you ever see those people?
No.
There were these, the turmeric people in New Paltz. They would like cover themselves head to toe in turmeric. They were like orange.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
To what end?
I don't know. I have no idea. But I mean, from head to toe, if that end, but
yeah.
For what cause? I don't know.
Interesting. No, I don't know this piece of New Paltz lore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think they dip their toes in the Walk Hill, you know.
Mm.
So they had the curse. You can't leave.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Why? There's so much. I went to New Paul's and I've like been in the New Paul's music scene since I lived here in like 15 years now. And I don't know all this lore.
I'm still piecing it together. I just found out that if you want to break that curse, you just have to throw salt over your left shoulder on the top of Mohonk.
Interesting. Okay. See, the salt left shoulder thing, I'm not like really superstitious. I'm more just OCD. And I read in like a book of superstitions when I was a child about like when you spill salt, you got to throw some over your left shoulder.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I do that to this day.
Oh, yeah.
Not because I believe it does anything, but just because like my child brain locked into that.
Yeah.
And there it is. I just still do it.
I don't walk under ladders.
Yeah.
You know,
can't take chances.
No chances.
Yeah. And I think like the ladders thing and the mirrors thing, it's like, yeah, don't walk under a ladder. That probably makes sense because like you could hurt yourself or whoever's on the ladder.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mirrors.
Yeah.
You don't want to go around breaking glass.
No.
The salt thing, there's no safety. There's no OSHA explanation for it.
Yeah.
It's just superstition.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I used to have like a superstition where like if I sneezed, because they told me one time, like, when you sneeze, the devil can get access to your soul. Huh. So it's like a kid, you know, I was like, somebody, please say God bless you. You know, I'm like, somebody, please.
Okay. No. Do you hold your breath when you go by graveyards?
No.
I sometimes do.
No, I live next to a graveyard, so I...
You'd have to be holding your breath constantly.
Yeah, I'd have to not breathe.
Yeah. All right. Well, hello to all the ghosts that are inhabiting you right now.
Terrific.
Dylan Doyle is my guest playing at the Lemon Squeeze in New Paul's tomorrow. If you go and you want to stay in New Paul's forever, dip your toes in the wall kill. You got another song for us?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll do an old song of mine. A song called She Don't Love Me. Got to get my harmonica here.
Ooh, harmonica. Speaking of Bob Dylan.
Yeah, right? That's not going to work. Oh, well. Guitar
tune. Anyway. You want to tune up? I'll...
We'll skip the harmonica.
That actually sounds good.
She don't write, she don't call, hell, she don't do much at all. She don't seem like she used to be. She never says that she loves me. Looks at me like I'm a fool, always saying I'm treating her cruel. She don't love me like she one time did before. And I asked, told her, and she asks before. She don't laugh at me anymore. She don't love me like she one time did before. Silence in the room where the laughter once flew. The silence in place of the words I love you. And even when she's close, she's so far away, and I can't find the right words to say. Ain't like she's with me, she's just there like dust in a cross chair. Ooh, 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 ooh. She don't love me like she one time did before. And I asked, told her, and she asks for. But she don't laugh with me anymore. Cause she don't love me like she one time did before. Days just seem to roll by like they've forgotten about her and I. Nothing as lonesome as her eyes. Only a matter of time before she'll realize that she don't love me like she one time did before. And she don't love me like she one time did before. She don't love me like she one time did before. And she don't love me like she one time did before.
KZE. Dylan Doyle in the studio. Catch him tomorrow night at the Lemon Squeeze in New Paul's. And Falcon coming up too.
Yeah, that's right. The Falcon on November 22nd. Week from tomorrow.
That's November 22nd.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was fabulous. Thank you for...
thank you again for having me. Yeah. Always a treat to come up here and hang out with you guys.
Anytime. And again, full band tomorrow night. So yeah, bring your boogie attitude.
Yeah. My guitar will be in tune for the harmonica too.
That sounded good. Oh, it was out of tune with the harmonica.
Yeah. But you know, we ball.
We got your community bulletin board now. Secret Sisters up next. That's Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz tomorrow night. Dylan Doyle Band.